Hello. So I'm Fatima Suleiman, and I'm part of the citizen science team at Cancer Research UK. You may know us from CellSlider, and we recently launched a mobile phone game called Genes in Space, which, if you're listening, I really encourage you to get on and download and play. So the question was, how do we think social media is going to affect citizen science? And the really interesting thing about social media is it's kind of like getting an access into like a collective consciousness. Like, you can really tap into what people are thinking or what people are saying. And a really great thing about that is you can use that for so many different things. You can use it to, for example, collect data for a variety of things. So what people see in the environment around them, how they feel at particular times of the day, or, you know, a really great talk we had earlier just now was about the error diary. So just logging in, like, simple mistakes you've made. I mean, and it can be used in that kind of really interesting way, but it can also be used to get people engaged and make them aware of things that they perhaps weren't aware of before. So, for example, using social media, using Twitter as a platform to kind of reach out to people and say, hey, look, we've got this really cool citizen science platform that, you know, we'd really love people to come on and classify how many cells have been counted. And we can see is that it can really help kind of boost the research that happens. So the example that I would use is perhaps CellSlider, where we had a really soft launch for it. We didn't do any public engagement launch or anything like that. We just released it on the internet. We had a user on Reddit post. We didn't have them do it. They posted by themselves a thread on Reddit about, you know, CellSlider. Hey guys, you know, you can help beat cancer by helping scientists with their data. And overnight, we had this massive viral response. I mean, we hit the roof when it came to users logging in and classifying data. And it's been 2.5 years, and that hasn't gone down. And a similar thing has kind of happened with Genes in Space, is that we get people on Twitter or Facebook saying, hey guys, you know, I've downloaded this mobile phone game. You know, it's really great. I quite like spending my commute playing it, and I'm analyzing data and helping beat cancer at the same time. So it can be used in that really great way to get awareness and get more people using it.